You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
We're known for being polite, so we give you a chance to talk too. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Sal Licata, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
And now they are even at 1-1. A much needed big time performance from the Knicks, as expected. I mean, you really didn't think the Knicks were going to go down 0-2. Although I know if you watch this game early on, you're thinking, uh-oh, and the Knicks might be in some trouble here, even without Jimmy Butler playing for Miami. But the Knicks did what they had to, and they got performances from their big three. And you, whether they're a real big three or not, it is the Knicks' big three of Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, and R.J. Barrett. Now, there's a lot to get into with this, and we'll take your calls on it as well. 877-337-6666. And by the way, if I sound subdued, it is only because I'm afraid to go full bore with my voice, which I'm still trying to recover from, I guess, Rangers game 6 and Knicks game 1 on Sunday. Yeah, and then doing the shows here, I really have no rest for it, and I don't want to blow it out. But obviously a different tone after last night with the Rangers getting eliminated, the Knicks bouncing back, getting their first win in the second round in 10 years. And it was a game that they had to have. And it was great to see Julius Randle back. Except for the fact that Randle is too selfish of a player. Finally, down the stretch in the fourth quarter, he hesitated, but he did hit Josh Hart in the corner for a big three in that game. But Randle early on, and look, I get it. He's one of their best players. He's one of their best scorers. There's no doubt about it. And they need him. And the idea... And there is this idea out there that the Knicks are better without Julius Randle. It's foolish. They are not better without Julius Randle. He was a lone all-star. Does it mean that he's their best player? No, we know Brunson is. But Randle was their lone all-star this year. He's one of their best three-point shooters. Like it or not, he is. And he's a guy who can score the basketball, which is something they don't have enough of. Now, that being said, he's got some flaws to his game. I mean, the stupid turnover at the end of the game. Luckily, the Knicks had the game out of reach, basically, but still stepping on the baseline there, on the inbounds. I mean, dude, what are you doing? You know, that's almost as bad as Adam Fox in Game 7 with the lackadaisical play. You can't do that. In a tight game, imagine what would have happened if he does that. Anyway, and Randle's could be a turnover machine as well, holding on to the ball way too long, like I said, selfish. But him back is the key to the series. The Knicks cannot beat the Heat in this series without him. And Randle on the night did hit three-pointers, 3 of 9 from downtown, finished with 25, got off to a good start, rebounded the basketball as well. They have to have Randle back. And you could tell that he was trying to do a lot early on and show his worth and all that. And he is very valuable to this team. Even with the flaws, the Knicks need Julius Randle. Jalen Brunson didn't have a great start, but finished strong. And that's what you needed from him. Third quarter, fourth quarter. That is what, I mean, that's how the Knicks go. In game one, he was terrible. By his own admission, they cannot win without Jalen Brunson playing at a high level. There's just no way. I mean, I don't know what team could win without their top player, especially a team as thin as the Knicks, right? It's different if you have two stars on your team. But if you only have one in Jalen Brunson, and, you know, like I said, Randle's good, but and he was out of game one, so the Knicks didn't have their top two players playing in game one. Randle was out, and Jalen Brunson didn't do anything. But without Brunson being a guy who's going to take over the game and hit big shots, big threes, penetrate, get to the rim, all that stuff, Knicks have no chance. Brunson, 6 of 10 from downtown tonight. So obviously the three-point shot, a huge difference for the Knicks from game one, where they shot 40% from downtown tonight. Outshot Miami, who all they do is chuck threes. Miami was 17 of 49 on the night. But anyway, they got a top performance from Jalen Brunson, which is what they needed. 30 points for him and a huge second half. So that is a great sign. Now, you get to the other players. Obi Toppin, who I thought was dreadful in game one, and you could look, well, he's the only guy who hit four threes. Yeah, but he's chucking bad threes. He's not a good three-point shooter. You see his role diminished with Randle back, and I think that's a good thing for the Knicks to be able to limit Obi Toppin's minutes. He's not there yet. Hartenstein, this is the Isaiah Hartenstein game. He was unbelievable for the Knicks. And just a hustle player, the rebounds, and doing the little things out there, the extra possessions, doing the little things that win games. Hartenstein was good for the Knicks. But the bench, you know, Emmanuel Quickley had a little spurt there, but overall, Quickley not good enough. Grimes not good enough. They need these guys to contribute. Josh Hart, much better than he was in game one, knocking down a couple of threes. He was awful in game one, so that helped. And then, of course, we get to R.J. Barrett, everybody's favorite player, right? R.J., yeah, you look at the numbers, and it's a strong game, 24 points. He actually was good from downtown, 5 of 9 for R.J. Barrett. And even though he missed two free throws, Barrett still, you know, 3 for 5 from the line. Okay, you deal with it. An effective night from R.J. Barrett, no question about it. But do you trust that R.J. Barrett can do this consistently? Because I do not. And I think ultimately that is the problem with this Knicks team. Because you have him now playing well in the postseason. And a big reason why the Knicks are where they are, second round, tied at one now. But R.J. Barrett is so inconsistent with the shooting that it's maddening. You want to love him. You want to believe it's legit. Is this legit? Because if this is legit, if he keeps this up, the 5 of 9, let's say, from downtown, then the Knicks could go to the NBA Finals. I'm not saying that they will. I don't think that's going to be the case. But they could go to the NBA Finals if R.J. Barrett can do what he did. I don't believe that that's the case. Plus, we saw, as I mentioned with Randle, some of his flaws. Those little things will get exposed against a better team. Miami is not that good, and they're without their best player in Jimmy Butler. But even with Butler, Miami's not that good. They're a reason why they were the 8th seed. All they do is throw up threes, as I said. And they got some little good players. You know, Vincent showed you how tough he could be. The guy is, you know, knocking down shot after getting hit in the face with the elbow. He was impressive on the night. Duncan Robinson can make some shots. But the Heat overall, look at them. They're not that good. Amazing to me that this game was even closer in favor of Miami for the early part of it. But in a series against a better team, and maybe even in this series, The Knicks are going to need R.J. Barrett to continue what he's doing. And it's not just about this round or the next round. It's also about them moving forward their future. He's the one guy that we look at. You know, we talked about this before the postseason, why we put a cap on the Knicks team, right? Why there are limitations on this Knicks team, if there are any, right? From the people, if some people say, oh my God, the Knicks are going to win it. Go right now down 7th Avenue, you see everybody who thinks the Knicks are going to win the championship, climbing the light poles and all that stuff. But the reality is that they have limitations. Why? Right? When you look at the roster, why? Because a lot of the role players have done their job pretty well and done at least what's expected of them. They have Brunson. They have Randall back healthy, you know, assuming Randall with health. So why? What's holding them back? It's RJ Barrett not taking that next step. He has been playing at a very high level in the postseason here as of late. If he can continue that, it changes the entire outlook for the Knicks and where you can see them finishing here in this postseason. They've already made it this far, and they're playing the 8th seed Miami Heat. They can. I mean, I think they're going to win the series. I said that after game one, believe it or not. Going in, I thought Miami was dangerous. But after game one, I just felt like even though Miami won, Brunson did absolutely nothing. And Miami wasn't that good to me. So you figure Brunson is going to get better, and that's exactly what happened. The Knicks coming back with a big second half, led by Jalen Brunson, and they're able to get that win against Miami. I think they'll get at least one of two in Miami and just figure out a way to win the series. But if RJ Barrett plays at this type level, he changes everything for them. I just don't believe he can keep it up. The 5 of 9 specifically from downtown. I mean, you get 5 of 9 from RJ Barrett, you better win that game. You better win that game. And the Knicks were able to do it. You know, I'll tell you another thing with the Heat. Couldn't believe this from game one. Couple things here. Couldn't believe this from game one. The amount of Heat fans in the building were very, very disappointing. And to have the let's go Heat chants and all that stuff be audible, you know, you could hear it in the building. That was disappointing. And I feel like it's a younger fan that, you know, fell in love with LeBron James or just followed LeBron from Cleveland to Miami, front runners. But they don't even know the history of this rivalry. They don't understand or appreciate the nastiness that was the Knicks Heat. I can't take those fans seriously. And by the way, that's part of why I don't have my full voice, because I was trying to drown out those let's go Heat chant, protecting the world's most famous on Sunday. Anyway, Heat fans were quiet tonight if they were in effect at the Garden, as it was, you know, the Knicks doing the job down the stretch. And I will say, and we'll get to your calls at 877-337-6666, you know, they showed Carmelo Anthony in the building. And I'm not trying to dismiss Carmelo Anthony, but, well, two things. Maybe one I'll save for a little bit later. But the first thing that comes to mind is how cruel are the sports gods that the Knicks would lose a game where Patrick Ewing is in attendance and win the game when Carmelo Anthony is in attendance? I mean, that's just not right. That's cruel. Pat deserved better. And Carmelo is the most overrated Knick of all time. Again, great player, not a great Knick. And he's out there taking bows. The crowd gives him a huge ovation. You know, Melo's like he's the returning son. If they ever retire his number, I give up with the Knicks. I know he wants it. It's an embarrassment. He did nothing, and I mean nothing, with the Knicks. Jalen Brunson has done more with the Knicks than Carmelo Anthony has. Anyway, didn't mean to go off on a tangent about Carmelo on a night where the Knicks win and get themselves even in this second round series against the Heat. Game 3, Saturday afternoon, 3:30 in Miami. And the big question is going to be, is Jimmy Butler going to be back in action? Now we saw Randall. You saw Brunson go out there. What about Jimmy Butler? Will he be ready to play for the Heat in Game 3? Because they're going to need him. Without Jimmy Butler, they really don't have a shot. And even with Jimmy Butler, I'm not sure if the Heat have a chance against the Knicks, assuming that the Knicks can play the way that they've been playing here, especially with Brunson playing at his level, getting Julius Randle back, and then having RJ being that third guy. But the Knicks big three, those are the guys. Brunson, Randle, RJ Barrett. We said it before the postseason. If they get that, and if it wasn't going to be Barrett, it had to be somebody else, whether it's Quickley, whether it's Grimes. Those guys have not got the job done off the bench, especially Grimes, where he's got to be more of an impact offensive player. I mean, I know he's there for defensive purposes, but he should be able to shoot the three. Three and D guy. Well, where are the threes from Quentin Grimes? Anyway, the Knicks get a big win, 111-105 over the Heat at the Garden. And now, you know, it's a series. You lose this game, the Knicks were going to be done. You can't come back from down 0-2 going on the road, unless, of course, you're the New Jersey Devils. But the Knicks get what they had to, a win here at home, salvage the split of these first two games, and now we'll look to do the same in Miami and then bring it back to home court on Wednesday night, next Wednesday night, for Game 5.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Couple of things before we get back to your calls. 877-337-6666. So Julius Randle obviously was out there. A lot of times in today's sports talk world, we criticize, or even just social media, whatever, we criticize players for not toughing it out, being soft, missing games, maintenance days, this and that. Julius Randle deserves a ton of credit for getting out there with that sprained ankle. You know he's not 100%, but he goes out there in a game where the Knicks need him. I mean, it's as simple as that. This is a must-win game. They had to push it. Had they won game one, maybe Randle doesn't play in game two. Maybe they give him a little more rest through Saturday and have him go out there in game three. But they lose game one. They had to win game two. Randle knows it, and he goes out there, and he goes on the floor, and he does a great job. It wasn't just for show. It wasn't, oh, look at Randle. He's hobbled. He, I'm sure, was hurting or feeling it. You know, like I said, at the very least, not 100%. But he goes out there and plays at a high level and was a difference maker in the game. Not the difference maker, but a difference maker in the game. Even just knocking down some threes early on, setting a different tone than we saw in game one with all the missed shots. The second thing, and look, I'm not listening to Heat sports talk, but I see some of it on social media. The whining. Oh, my goodness. The whining and crying from the Miami Heat fans. Oh, he didn't get that call. No, the ball hit the rim. Oh, how dare they? Meanwhile, if you actually watched game one, how many phantom bleeping calls did we see go against the Knicks? Now, I'm not one to complain about the officiating because I know how it works. One day, you're the nail. The next day, you're the hammer. Well, guess what? If Miami felt that the officials were in favor of the Knicks were owed it because game one was atrocious in favor of Miami. So stop whining and crying. And I'll tell you, I don't care what LeBron did or what Pat Riley has done. The Miami Heat, I don't care really who wins the series either. The Miami Heat will always be, they always were and always will be, a bunch of crybaby losers. What a sad, pathetic excuse for a sports town Miami is. Get lost. Go to the beach. Go to Wet Willie's. Go to the Clevelander. Or whatever it is that you do in Miami. I don't know. I haven't been there in quite some time. You soft, pathetic, loser fan base. Whining and complaining about the officiating. Oh, my God. Did you watch game one? Please. Most Miami Heat fans are front runners anyway because they follow LeBron. The only person that's stuck with the Heat since the 90s has been Pat Riley. Get lost. Oh, God. I hate the Miami Heat. They're so pathetic.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day.
And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.